He had guests and just a wonderful, wonderful program. Well, this afternoon at about 3:15, in less than 10 minutes, I'm looking forward to welcoming a guest, Keva Lloyd. And Keva is with the Victorian Welsh Male Choir. We're going to hear from them at the moment and we'll hear more a little later on. So do sit back and enjoy.
When no flags flew, when no armies stood, my through wars, death and despair. She is the constant, we who don't care. And you wonder, will I leave her? But
sponsors of Phoenix FM. Chris and Cal operate their family-owned business, Tyre Plus Bendigo, located at 30 Garsett Street, Bendigo, opposite Dan Murphy's. Supplying and fitting Michelin tyres and BF Goodrich 4x4 tyres, Tyre Plus are open from 8 to 5 on weekdays and 8:30am to 11:30am on Saturdays. Tyre Plus takes the hassle out of looking after your tyres by being centrally located and offering other services such as wheel alignment. Support a local family business, Tyre Plus Bendigo. Give them a call today on 5443 1999 or drop in at 30 Garsett Street, Bendigo.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that beautiful rendition from the Victorian Welsh Male Choir. And we're going to be hearing more of the Welsh Choir shortly. We were listening to Rhonda Yates and Roger Bartlett in those beautiful two renditions. But in the meantime, I have a special guest in here. Good afternoon to you, Kevin.
Good afternoon. How are you, Jenny?
I'm well, thank you.
That's good.
Yes, yeah, so it's good to have you here again.
Thank you.
Now, I was looking up the computer at home late last night and discovered it was February of last year when you were in last. How about that?
My goodness.
I think that's correct. And it's good to have you back again.
Thank you.
Now, Keva, you are with the Victorian Welsh Male Choir. I've got that in the right order, I hope.
Near enough.
And you're going to be chatting a little bit about that because there are some exciting things happening. For one, you have a new director.
We do have a new director. Our former directress, Valeri Koska, has decided to retire after 30 years of serving the choir in a magnificent career.
She is amazing.
She is a wonderful woman, and we're very blessed to have had her for so long.
Yes.
But we are equally as blessed to have a new conductor this year. His name is Rishan Huawasam, and he is Sri Lankan.
Very good. I was hoping that you would pronounce his name. I thought I'll probably get the Rishan correct, but not quite sure of the rest.
The Huawasam.
Yes.
Yes. So Rishan was actually born in Sri Lanka and arrived in Australia in 2005.
Right.
Joined the choir as a second tenor in 2012, mm-hmm. and he has graduated now to become our musical director. Rishan is a highly accomplished soloist, pianist, music arranger, and conductor of many choirs throughout Melbourne, where he is resident, mm-hmm. but also in Sri Lanka.
That is amazing. Yeah, so I hope that he's going to be with the choir for quite a long time.
We hope so.
Yes.
He's quite young, so he could have a career that could go on for 40 or 50 years, perhaps.
Yes, that's true. Well, now, Keva, when and how often do you practice as a choir?
Well, we have the Victoria Welsh Choir is unique in that it has three chapters. The main body of the choir is in Melbourne, situated out in the eastern suburbs, and they rehearse once a week at Blackburn. We have a Ballarat chapter that meet once a week, and they rehearse at Buninyong.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a
Bendigo.
Quite well-known Bendigo chapter.
Yes.
And on a good night, we could have anything up to 20 choristers.
Wonderful.
At practice. And we meet every Thursday night at the St Luke's Church Hall in White Hills at 6:30.
Right. So that's just near the shopping centre, little shopping centre at
yes.
White Hills.
Yes.
Yes.
Just across the road.
And a lovely hall, parish centre, to
nice
be
hall.
Able to
yeah.
meet in as well.
It is.
Yes. How long have you been meeting there? Because originally, or previous to that, you were meeting somewhere near View Street, I think, weren't you, or not?
No, well, I don't recall meeting at View Street. When I started with the choir in 2016, we were meeting at the Salvation Army buildings in Gravel Hill.
Oh, yes. Right.
Yes. But we've been out at St Luke's now for a couple of years.
Well, it's probably an easier place to get to.
It is for me. It's only about 5 minutes off the road.
Although there's not a lot of traffic, not a lot of parking there, unfortunately.
We're okay. We can use the church grounds or the hall.
So. Yes. Good.
Yep.
Good. Oh, that's great.
Yep.
Now, if somebody wanted to join the choir, is that a possibility
they
for
would
them?
Be most,
always
they
looking?
Would be most welcome.
Yes.
In fact, we're actually expecting a new chorister to arrive tonight.
Oh, wonderful.
A young fellow rang me the other day to mm-hmm. say that he'd moved to Bendigo and he had a brief stint with the Australian Welsh Choir right. in Melbourne back in 2015. Mm-hmm. But he has a friend who used to belong to our choir before he went home to England
mm-hmm.
and he's decided to come along and he's very enthusiastic about joining us.
That's very good.
Yeah.
So if people wanted to inquire more, what number or email address would be best for them?
My phone number would be best,
mm-hmm.
0418 57 998.
Very good. At 0418 57 998.
Yes.
We'll mention that a bit later on.
Thank you.
Now, Kevin, my next question: do you have to be Welsh to join the choir?
Thankfully, no.
Do you have to be male to join the choir?
You'll have to be male,
but
yes.
But you have guest sopranos and...
We do.
Yes.
We do. And the three accompanists that we currently enjoy in the choir are all ladies.
Oh, very good.
And very accomplished accompanists as well.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Is Elizabeth one of them
Elizabeth
still?
Elizabeth Patton is one of them,
That's
yes.
That's lovely.
She's our Bendigo accompanist.
Ah, yes. Well, she's certainly very accomplished
she is.
Accompanist.
Yes.
Yes, very good. Now, you have some events happening, and I imagine you've been practising very hard for them.
Well, we've just had a couple of weeks off, but we're back into it again tonight because mm-hmm. we have a concert in Sunbury on the 31st of August right. at St Mary's Church.
Mm-hmm.
One of our former choristers, who's since passed away, was a parishioner at St Mary's.
Right.
So we're in paying tribute to the Reverend Tom. We're going back to his church to do a concert.
Oh.
And then the major concert for this year is at Sacred Heart Cathedral here in Bendigo on the 7th of September.
Yes, unfortunately I'm going to be in Geelong that weekend.
That's
I'm very disappointed.
So that concert will also feature two Sri Lankan brothers, the Dilanarol brothers,
right,
who are also highly accomplished international performers, and they'll be singing with us that day.
How wonderful. How did you manage to get hold of them?
That's through Rushan, they're friends of his.
Of course. We're going to take a little break because you've brought in a CD, and you can tell us a bit about that after we listen to this first track that I've lined up. And I hope that it's a very appropriate one. I love it. Absolutely tremendous, Kevin. Now, you had a part in that.
Oh, well, normally I would have, but unfortunately...
Oh, I'll pop you on. Here we go.
Sorry, Jenny. Normally I would have had a part in that, but unfortunately I wasn't available for the two Saturdays that the choir recorded that CD in the ABC studios on South Bank.
Oh.
You would have noticed, though, the orchestral backing. Now, Rashaan brings all sorts of things to the table, and the orchestral backing was something that he arranged and incorporated in the tracks of that CD.
Well, the trumpeter was absolutely magnificent. Yes, the whole backing was wonderful. Mm. Yes. How long would it have taken for that recording to have happened? I guess many hours?
Well, it was recorded over two Saturdays back 12 months ago.
Right.
It did take some time to mix the final CD.
Yes.
And Rashaan was certainly involved in that as well.
What is his experience then?
very wide ranging. He's actually the CEO of a national medical body in Melbourne. Right. He's not a doctor, but he is an accomplished accountant, qualified
yes.
accountant,
yes.
and he's CEO of that institution. So that's his job,
yes.
if you like. But he is renowned in Sri Lanka and, of course, now in Australia for his musical ability.
He would certainly be sought after.
As a little aside, earlier this year, Roshan was invited back to Sri Lanka for the 150th anniversary of Wesley College, where he attended. He was invited back to lead the choir.
Wow.
Whilst he was there, he was tapped on the shoulder by a gentleman in a very high place and invited to stay on in Sri Lanka and lead a choir for an opening of a new bridge in Colombo, I believe. And it was the Bocelli Bridge.
Right.
And Andre Bocelli was there
to be part of the
opening ceremony of the bridge.
Wow.
So,
yes.
Roshan does bring lots of things to the table.
Yes. That's fantastic. Mm. Fantastic to have such a person. Well, we certainly hope that he's going to be staying with you for quite a long time.
Absolutely.
Yes. Now, with the main concert on the 7th of September. Is that a Sunday?
It's a Saturday afternoon.
Saturday, right.
2:30 at Sacred Heart.
Yes. Good. That's in Bendigo.
Yes.
And how long will the concert go for?
It'll probably go for about 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Yes.
I guess there'll be a break at half time.
Yes.
At $25 a ticket, I think it's an absolute bargain.
Oh, of course. Mm. Yes, absolutely. And to have it in the Sacred Heart Cathedral with the wonderful acoustics there.
And the pipe organ.
Yes, true. Mm. Just beautiful. Mm. And you always get a good number to come to the concerts.
Generally we do, yes.
So have you done any other concerts this year? You'll have the Sunbury one on the 31st of August, if anybody happens to be there and they can go to St Mary's.
Yes.
That'll be about 2:32, will it? Or is that
I think
an
it's a
evening?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock concert, that one.
And
the last concert we did was in Echuca at the Uniting Church there in Echuca, and that was pretty much a packed house.
Yes.
And a lovely concert.
When was that?
That would have been about somewhere near the end of July. I can't remember the exact date.
Oh, fairly recently.
Yes.
Mm, very good. Yes, well, that's a lovely building too.
It is a nice building, and there's a pipe organ there as well.
Mm, that's for sure.
And a grand piano.
Oh, yes. I heard about the grand piano. Mm. That was brought in specially for something. I'm just trying to think now. It was during the flood time.
It's a very fairly recent acquisition, I think.
Yes, and they were hoping it wouldn't be damaged by the floods.
No, it was fine.
Mm. That's good. That's good. So what else would you like to share with us about the choir? It's been going for a few years now, hasn't it?
The choir's in its 45th year of music making, and we're pretty proud of that.
Mm.
And as I've mentioned, the three chapters that we've got,
we
do undertake tours from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
We've been to Wales, we've been to New Zealand, but coming up next year, Roshan has organised a 2-week tour of Sri Lanka.
Yes, how wonderful.
Three concerts that I'm aware of. One will be in the presence of the President of Sri Lanka.
Wow.
Another will be in the presence of the Australian High Commissioner to Sri Lanka.
Mm.
And the third concert will be in the major cathedral, and I expect that'll be in Colombo.
Yes. Well, that'll be a fantastic time. Are you hoping to go?
I'm hoping.
Good.
Everything crossed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that should be really wonderful. And so then, when is that tour happening?
That's in July next year.
July.
Yeah.
Good.
For around 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And incorporated with that concert, Roshan will be bringing along his Sri Lankan choir as well.
Ah.
So I think we've got something like potentially 70 choristers making that trip.
Oh, well, the wonderful sound. Mm. It will be absolutely fantastic.
It'll be super.
Now, will the Sri Lankan choir be singing in Welsh?
I don't imagine so.
Unless they and no more
will we be singing in Sri Lankan.
No. So mainly English.
It'll be a blend of the both choirs, I guess.
Yes. Well, the Australians will probably be singing a bit in Welsh.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. As we do.
So have you got any particular piece in Welsh that you're practising at present?
Oh, golly, 25% of our repertoire by constitution must be in Welsh. It doesn't mean that 25% of every concert we do will be in Welsh because some concerts are specifically for Welsh special days and therefore the majority of the songs will be in Welsh. But we sing a variety of things. There's hymns and there's folk songs.
Yes.
And we've been learning some relatively recently written Welsh songs as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, we just heard from Men of Harlech, and that was in Welsh for the main part of it, and then in English at the end. Men of Harlech, that's not the national anthem, is it?
No. Gracious me, no. No, that's
Cwmrwnda, is that the...
No, that's one of the Welsh hymns. That's Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah, for the old Methodists who might remember that.
We're going to play that in a minute.
Yes. But there's one particular song that I really love singing, and it's called Y Darlin, and which translated means the picture.
Okay.
That's not on that CD, unfortunately, but it'll possibly be on the next one when that comes out.
Very good. Well, let's listen to Cwmrwnda now. I'll just bring that up and we'll enjoy that, I'm sure.
Hey!
absolutely beautiful. I don't know where the clapping went over, but that was just terrific, Kevin.
Wasn't it?
We're going to listen to Rushan in a minute when I get it queued up. But would you like to tell us a little bit about this, first of all?
Well, this particular track is called Senzanino, which is a South African or Zulu song, talking about some of the troubles that the South Africans have endured, the native South Africans, that is. Yes. And Rushan sings the solo part of this song, backed by the choir, of course.
Uh-huh. Right. Well, let's put that to air and so that we can enjoy that.
Senzanino, Senzanino.
Absolutely magnificent there. What can you tell us a little bit about that and the next track we're going to play?
Well, I was going to remark, Jenny, on the linguistics of belonging to the Victoria Welsh Choir. Mm-hmm. And not only do we sing in English and Welsh, but from time to time, as in that song, we sing in Afrikaans. We have been known to sing in French, and we do sing occasionally in Italian. And
wow.
On the plans for this year, I believe, is Nessun Dorma, which will be a challenge in itself.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Now, the next track I think you're going to play is called An Bonat Angel.
Yes.
Or I Will Send You an Angel.
Yes.
This is a song that we do fairly regularly at the moment, because we call it our tribute to the health workers who have kept us alive and kept us going, particularly through the COVID years.
What a wonderful idea.
Beautiful song.
Yes, well, let's listen to that. How absolutely magnificent, and what a beautiful idea to dedicate that to those who were helping in during COVID and other helpers as well.
Yes, your listeners will have probably have heard and understood the English part of that song, You Are My Angel, My Guardian Angel.
Yes.
And that was how we very much thought of the nurses and the medical practitioners and staff that helped us through COVID.
So,
wasn't an easy time.
No, that's for sure.
One little thing that I thought I might mention, Jenny, is that we're very proud of the fact in Victoria Welsh that we learn all our songs off by heart.
Mm.
We do not
an accomplishment.
We do not use music or words in front of us.
Mm.
So
that is
it's fantastic. A challenge, but we're very proud of that.
Yes. Mm. Now, does that go for those songs in another language?
It does.
Wow.
It goes for them all.
Amazing. Now, I was just noticing, Kevin, I'll mention too that it's 3:47 here at Phoenix FM, and I'm speaking with Keva Lloyd, who's a member of the Victorian Welsh Male Choir, or the Victorian Male Welsh Choir, one or other. And we're having a lovely time here listening to this absolutely beautiful music from the most recent CD that has been produced, Songs from the Heart. And I notice on it that Faleri was still the musical director at that stage.
She was. That was recorded last year.
Yes.
Well, actually 2022.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 2 years ago.
Yes.
Nearly 2 years ago. And she was. She was the musical director up until the St David's Day concert this year.
Right.
And that was her final concert.
Uh-huh.
Which marked 30 years of service to the choir.
Yes, yes. Just absolutely.
And she still floats around in the background. I think she does classes in Melbourne. So.
Oh, does she?
Yes.
I'm sure she wouldn't let go completely.
No. Well, we wouldn't want her to.
Well, Kevin, we're going to finish this segment now with one of your favourites, and it's one of mine as well, Blaine One. And let's take that one away.
With the orchestral backing.
Wonderful. Okay, that'll add to it.
It does.
Thank you.
That was a beautiful one to finish on, a lovely selection of yours.
Thank you, Kevin.
And it's just been great having you here this afternoon.
My pleasure. Thoroughly enjoyed.
That's good. So I've been chatting with Kevin Lloyd and finding out a little bit more about the Victorian Welsh Male Choir. And if you would like to know more, you could phone Kevin on 0418 57 9998. That's 0418 57 9998. And I'm sure he'll be more than happy to speak with you. And if you're interested in joining the choir, he'll be over the moon, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
So thank you for coming in and for bringing your wonderful new CD for us to enjoy as well.
Thanks for the opportunity, Jenny.
So just before the 4 o'clock news, I'm going to play a couple more tracks from my CD, which is called Showtime Memory, and it is the Victorian Welsh Male Choir as well. And Valeri Koska was the musical director at the time of its production too. So sit back and enjoy a little bit more from the choir. Might be a few different voices this time as we come up to the 4 o'clock news.
Thank you.
Well, 358, I hope you enjoyed that. We're going to just sneak in a little bit of 77 Trombones with Rhonda Yates and Roger Bartlett and the choir. Sorry, I changed my mind. It was the Merry Widow that I thought I'd play.
Could be the world to me. I love.